Hey yo, what's up y'all? How you doing? This is Deshaun Woods and this is Chatting with Coach Woods. Now, how you guys doing on this freezing mid-December day in Columbus, Ohio? Just want to go over a conversation I had yesterday. Now yesterday I was invited out to a high school in Lancaster, Ohio to talk to the high school coach. A lot of times I do reach out to various different coaches and ask them, you know, something I could do, if I could help him. The situation, I did not particularly know this varsity coach in Lancaster, Ohio, but he was, you know, I was referral. So in this situation, you do benefit from that too as well. Now, this practice was different. I usually don't talk to everyone, but I wanted to see what it's like. You got a broad horizon in this situation. Now, in this situation, this particular coach wanted to talk about zone packages, zone offense, zone defense. In this situation today, we're just going to cover zone defense in this clip. So, you know, you start out your base, you know, especially the grade level, middle school level, I think, you know, you're not really confident in these kids' defensive levels, whatever it may be as a coach, and standardize, you go for 2-3, all right? So, 2-3 situation, you're stabilizing the point where you're getting kids to the concept of making sure they're shifting and knowing where to go and you know, and make sure no one just comes in and just grabs. You know, you also help them with foul trouble since there's a lot of fouls at that level and stuff like that. So you just, you know, so you work around that. Now when you get to the high school level, then it becomes the pressure situation. You may start pressuring out of certain looks, certain packages, and various different things. And also you just want to make sure that your team outshoots you, whether a situation where you may start getting injury trouble, you might start getting body count. Whatever it may be, a situation that you just preferably want to start using zone defense. And my preference, it's a 2-1-2. 2-1-2 is when you have two at the elbow, one in the middle, two at the bottom block. No, they're not standing there all day. The thing is, the point, they're setting the tone to let you know that you're not going to be able to get anything in the paint. And trust me, Lee, when you try to go up and you try to fill up that gap, we're going to be out there in your face contesting that to the point, and then we're going to turn around and get that rebound. That's how it's supposed to be done. Sometimes it takes a little bit more time with teams. So, when you're running those sets in a situation, and I know a lot of posters, they just go to 2-3 right away because you're trying to cut off the corner shot. But technically, in today's game, the elbows where the three is the most effective on a standpoint, not only the motion of the game. It's a very conceited shot, but it's a shot that's happening all the time, time after time. So, 2-3, not necessarily the best situation. Got to mix it up. Got to be able to mix it up. That's why I've always utilized in my coaching career is a 2-1-2 set. Now, in a situation, like I said, you have your two people, boom, spread out to my elbows. Remember, I told you, I just said, that's one of the toughest situations now today. These kids are shooting, these young men, these adults are hitting these shots, these elbows at a ridiculous high rate. God bless them. I never was a good shooter like that, but if I had any of them, I'll bust them too, all right? So in this situation, as a coach, you got to figure out how to defend that, all right? So you make sure you get out there. Boom. Boom. No one's in the middle. In a situation when the ball does shift, I know people say, what about coverage and shifting? That's fine. Let's say in a situation where you have a guy in the corner, right? Ready to hit that shot in the corner, right? That's a privileged shot. We're not worried about that because that block player, he's going out. Guess who's replacing that block player? Oh, yeah, he may shift the ball again. That's fine because even though he's out there, my middle player is going to shift down to that block. So now you still have your two people on that side. And what happens is the opposite post is not part of the action. He shifts over and goes to the middle. It's very simple. Boom. You're securing the elbows and you're securing the sides. People preferably want to secure. And you're always going to, you're supposed to teach your kids to close out baseline. So anything, you're turning the player to the help anyway. So no one's getting any backside. You know, Ginobili's good for that backside pass when he throws it down the side. It looks like it's about to go out. It's beautiful. I haven't seen anyone do it like it. Ginobili's really good for that. You're not getting that. You're not getting that pass off. You're not getting that baseline look. So making sure that you're coaching these things correctly. So like I said, my preference is the 2-1-2 set, your coverage and bases, and the most particular situation, you're like, oh, what about that middle? Why? Because you got two guys at the elbow. Let me explain that to you. If you're teaching your players the situation, Hey, yo. What's up, y'all? How you doing? This is Deshaun Woods, and this is Chatting with Coach Woods. Now, how you guys doing on this freezing mid-December day in Columbus, Ohio? Just want to go over a conversation I had yesterday. Now, yesterday I was invited out to a high school in Lancaster, Ohio, to talk to the high school coach. A lot of times I do reach out to various different coaches and ask them, you know, something I could do, if I could help him. In this situation, I did not particularly know this varsity coach in Lancaster, Ohio, but he was, you know, I was referred. So in this situation, you do benefit from that too as well. Now, this practice was different. I usually don't talk to everyone, but I wanted to see what it's like. You got to broaden your horizon in this situation. Now, in this situation, this particular coach wanted to talk about zone packages, zone offense and zone defense. In this situation today, we're just going to cover zone defense in this clip. So, you know, you start out your base, you know, especially the grade level, middle school level, I think, you know, you're not really confident in these kids' defensive levels, whatever it may be as a coach, and standardize, you go for a 2-3, all right? So, 2-3 situation, you're stabilizing the point, you're getting kids to the concept of making sure they're shifting and knowing where to go and you know, and make sure no one just comes in and just grabs. You know, you also help more foul trouble since there's a lot of fouls at that level and stuff like that. So you just, you know, so you work around that. Now, when you get to the high school level, then it becomes the pressure situation. You may start pressuring out of certain looks, certain packages, and various different things. And also, you just want to make sure that your team outshoots you, whether it's a situation where you may start getting the injury trouble, you might start getting the body count. Whatever it may be, a situation that you just preferably want to start using zone defense. And my preference, it's a 2-1-2. 2-1-2 is when you have two at the elbow, one in the middle, two at the bottom block. No, they're not standing there all day. The thing is, the point, they're setting the tone to let you know that you're not going to be able to get anything in the paint. And trust me, Lee, when you try to go up and you try to fill up that gap, we're going to be out there in your face contesting that to the point, and then we're going to turn around and get that rebound. It's not supposed to be done. Sometimes it takes a little bit more time with teams. So, when you're running those sets in a situation, and I know a lot of posters, they just go to 2-3 right away because you're trying to cut off the corner shot. But technically, in today's game, the elbows where the three is the most effective on a standpoint, not only the motion of the game. It's a very conceited shot, but it's a shot that's happening all the time, time after time. So, 2-3, not necessarily the best situation. Got to mix it up. Got to be able to mix it up. That's why I've always utilized in my coaching career is a 2-1-2 set. Now, in a situation, like I said, you have your two people, boom, spread out to my elbows. Remember, I told you, I just said, that was one of the toughest situations now today. These kids are shooting, these young men, these adults are hitting these shots, these elbows at a ridiculous high rate. God bless them. I never was a good shooter like that, but if I had any of them, I'll bust them too, all right? So in this situation, as a coach, you got to figure out how to defend that, all right? So you make sure you get out there. Boom. Boom. No one's in the middle. In a situation when the ball does shift, I know people say, what about coverage and shifting? That's fine. Let's say in a situation where you have a guy in the corner, right? Ready to hit that shot in the corner, right? That's a privileged shot. We're not worried about that because that block player, he's going out. Guess who's replacing that block player? Oh, yeah, he may shift the ball again. That's fine because even though he's out there, my middle player is going to shift down to that block. So now you still have your two people on that side. And what happens is the opposite post is not part of the action. He shifts over and goes to the middle. It's very simple. Boom. You're securing the elbows and you're securing the sides people preferably want to secure. And you're always going to, you're supposed to teach your kids to close out baseline. So anything, you're turning the player to the help anyway. So no one's getting any backside. You know, Ginobili's good for that backside pass when he throws it down the side and look like it's about to go out. It's beautiful. I haven't seen anyone do it like it. Ginobili's really good for that. You're not getting that. You're not getting that pass off. You're not getting that baseline look. So making sure that you're coaching these things correctly. So like I said, my preference is the 2-1-2 set, your coverage and bases, and the most particular situation, you're like, oh, what about that middle? Why? Because you got two guys at the elbow. Let me explain that to you. If you're teaching your players, the situation –